This morning, we continue our series of reports on major issues in the state's U.S. Senate race.
This Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. This is the people's seat.
This is the people's seat, and we will bring it back to the people of Massachusetts.
Two costly wars, continued concern about terrorist threats, calls for intervention in the Middle East, and economic tension with China. Those are just a few of the foreign policy concerns for the United States as fall elections approach. Today, WBUR's David Boeri examines the foreign policy positions of incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren.
Barring an overseas crisis, a so-called October surprise, foreign policy is going to play little, if any, role in November's elections. It rarely does, according to academics and campaign managers, even in presidential elections.
The last time foreign policy really played a decisive role in a U.S. presidential election was 1980.
Tufts University professor Jeffrey Taliaferro explains that's when Iran was holding American hostages and after the Soviet Union had invaded Afghanistan. In a Massachusetts Senate race, you'd have to go back to the Vietnam War to see foreign policy as a leading issue. And the campaigns of both Brown and Warren apparently consider it a minor issue in this race as well. Neither candidate jumped at the opportunity to lay out their positions for WBUR.
Hello, I'm United States Senator Scott Brown. And by now,
that's the voice of Scott Brown. And that's the last time you'll hear it in this piece, with the exception of a press conference, because his campaign decided my questions were more policy-related than campaign-related. He only responded to our questions in writing.
The difference between Senator Scott Brown and Professor Elizabeth Warren in foreign policy really is one of shades of gray,
says Taliaferro, who teaches politics and international relations.
They're both really running to the center and not saying things which are terribly outside the mainstream.
Warren and Brown may be black and white opposites on domestic policy, but on foreign policy, they're centrists, largely in sync with the centrist foreign policy of Obama that's largely in line with the centrist policy of the first President Bush, says Geeve Murfrendereski, a lecturer at Tufts Fletcher School, Brandeis, and BU.
Fair or unfair to say they're two peas in a pod?
It's fair. Depends who's sitting at what end of the pod.
Here, for instance, is Elizabeth Warren on Syria.
The ongoing killing of civilians in Syria is a terrible tragedy, and Assad has got to go.
Ditto Senator Brown, who wrote that the U.S. must work with the international community to stop the violence and aid the opposition. Initially, he called for the same kind of intervention as in Libya, then walked it back. Again, Geeve Murfrendereski.
Syria's air defense capabilities are much greater than those of Libya.
Both Brown and Warren oppose committing U.S. troops to Syria. On Afghanistan, Warren and Brown may differ on their rearview window assessment, but they differ little on troop withdrawal and the road ahead. Brown, who supported the president's troop surge, also supports the president's plan to withdraw the last troops in 2014. Warren says,
I believe we need to get out as quickly as possible, consistent with the safety of our troops.
What does that mean? Does it mean 2014, 2013?
Well, what I'm saying is I think the troops need to get out as quickly as possible, consistent with their safety.
Geeve Murfrendereski says Warren's as quickly as possible will inevitably morph into the president's scheduled drawdown.
I think she tried to say the same thing, except it just nuanced it by using the term quickly in order to, you know, appeal to certain constituencies within the Democratic Party and the independents who really want to get out.
Now comes Iran and the growing concern it could be developing nuclear weapons, which brings us to Israel and questions of American policy toward Israel. That has typically made candidates cautious in an election year, says Tufts professor Taliaferro.
There's very little to be gained and potentially much to be lost by being too overtly critical of Israel, particularly in light of the Iranian nuclear issue.
News reports over the last week indicate Israel might attack Iran's nuclear facilities before the U.S. election. Here's Scott Brown answering a question at a press conference yesterday.
Well, first of all, Israel has the absolute right to defend itself. The threat from Iran is real.
And here's Elizabeth Warren.
And right now, the United States must take the necessary steps to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Warren says we shouldn't take anything off the table. Brown says all options are on the table. Warren says she's in line with the president. Obama's stance has bipartisan support that includes Brown's. But Brown heats up the difference by calling Warren dangerously naive.
We don't need a nuanced approach like Professor Warren wants, that's for sure.
What Brown criticizes as nuanced is what Warren says is a need for caution and deliberation, the evaluation of consequences of our actions, all the things she says didn't precede the war in Iraq. Brown calls Warren's nuanced approach the biggest difference between them. Warren's description of the biggest difference?
I want the guy who figured out how to kill Osama bin Laden to stay on to be commander-in-chief. Scott Brown wants to get rid of him.
Cautious centrists on foreign policy. Different shades of gray. And neither candidate is rocking the boat, especially during the campaign. And unless that October surprise arrives, their position on foreign policy won't be making waves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.